Where'd you go?
Morning.
Couple of fitness concerns, if we run through some of them. I've written Emil Smith-Rowe, Tommy Yassi, Jay-Z's, Jorginho and Zinchenko. If you can start there and give them any others.
Well, the update is that some of them have been progressing better than others. We have a training session again today. Some of them, they've done a few beats this week. And I'm positive that hopefully we're going to get a few back for tomorrow.
Any definitely ruled out for tomorrow?
At the moment, no.
No. But given the week you've got and the fact that you are managing a couple of those injuries, how important is it to use your squad in the right way, bearing in mind you've got Porto and Newcastle after Burnley?
Yeah. Well, we have to go game by game because at the moment in certain positions in the last few weeks, we didn't really have a choice. We have to play them. We didn't have any other players to do so. And we had a chance during matches especially to make some changes and adjust the minutes and the load of certain players. We have tried to manage that in the best way because, as you said, it's going to be really important.
From the fact none of them at this stage ruled out, there's no serious, no worse, like Jesus isn't going to be longer.
No, there's not big setbacks on any of those injuries. And Thomas Partey as well is progressing really well, so
really
hopefully.
Well,
I don't want to say too much, but he's looking very good and he's on the field already.
On the field already?
Yeah.
So, a couple of weeks?
Hopefully.
Because you know we'll hold you to that next Friday.
Okay.
4 wins, 16 goals. You're right kind of where you want to be. That's kind of part of it. The other part is how you stay there and keeping that momentum going. You know, how hard is that? Because it's kind of human nature. You work that hard to get to this point. You kind of just want to take your foot off the gas sometimes. So what are you doing to make sure that doesn't happen?
Certainly no, because it's the most important part of the season. And we know that every fixture is going to play a significant role in what we want to achieve, and Burnley is the most important one at the moment. It's a team that is extremely difficult to beat. You have to look at the results and how teams have draw or beat them, and it's been for very small margins, and they are extremely well coached, and it's a team that is very, very competitive. So we know that we have a very tough match on Saturday, and that's the only focus for us to continue to play with the same energy, the same enthusiasm, and just play the game, compete in the game in the best way possible, and the rest will come.
2 points and one goal separate the top three. It's the tightest for probably a decade. You're probably going to tell me you don't look at the finer margins right now, but to be a part of what could be a really interesting, competitive, compelling title race, that must excite you as you sit here with, what, 14 games to go?
Yes, and we want to be there. And that means that we've done a lot of things right during the season. And we have learned a lot of things from last season. So we have shown a lot of level of consistency and good things in the team. And now we want to go another step forward and maintain that consistency, continue to play the way we are playing and perform. And let's see where we get.
Just finally for me, we've sat here on a lot of Fridays during the transfer window and maybe even before, talking about the noise for striker, and you stood there or sat there and said, I trust my players. And you look at the amount of goals you've scored in the last few weeks. How vindicated do you feel, and what on earth did you do in that sunshine to get the results that you have done over the past few weeks, particularly from your strikers?
Nothing. Working a team on the strength and as well the things that we can obviously improve. Sometimes it's about convincing the players as well to try more, you know, and have more belief and adjust certain things to embrace their qualities and be more difficult to defend at times. And that's a constant evolution that a team needs even through the season, because the opponents are very intelligent and they know what we want to do.
Becky from Premier League.
Hi, Mikhail.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Burnley up next. Are you missing companies? Friends? Are you buddies?
Friends, buddies.
Yeah.
Well, we know each other really well. I have huge respect for him. We had a really good relationship when we worked together and now as well. And I have a huge admiration for him. When he was a player, when I worked with him and he was captain, the way he conducts himself, he's got a special aura around him. You know, he's someone that He's very well articulated. He's got great ideas. He's got a very clear vision of how he wants to play the game. And on top of that, he's got the courage that I love in a coach, in a player. So regardless where it is, he just brings his sleeves up and gets going. And his work ethic is phenomenal. So, yeah.
Is that a yes?
Is that a yes?
Look, Arsenal have got the chance to potentially win their first 5 league games of a calendar year. That has never been done in the history of this football club. When you are at the top, are you always looking for like little extra bits of motivation? Do you take out, do you use it? Were they even aware?
Yeah, there are moments and things that obviously they are motivating and the players are aware sometimes. Sometimes not even aware of certain things that we've done or records. But it's another extra thing. The focus obviously is in the game and what we have to do to earn the right to win it, and if it comes, great.
When you said to talk about earning the right to win as well, when you lose a game, it's often spoken about you have to move past it and just leave it where it is. When you win a game by such a margin against like you did against West Ham, do you almost have to park that as well and not
faster than the defeat. The defeat in the tummy zone is good for 48 hours. When you win and the way we did it, yeah, take very positive, take that energy, carry on, but that has to drive to even a better energy and a better will to keep improving, because there are things still that we can do much better.
Thanks.
Thank you.
George from BBC.
Thank you. Mikel, you mentioned Vincent Kompany. When you first joined Arsenal, you had a bit of a slow start and it just seemed to click. Do you think it's going to come for Vincent and where they are in the league and Burnley just need to stick with him and it'll come together?
Well, I think he has already started last season. What he did, what they did in the Championship was phenomenal. It was a record season for them, and to do that, you need to be exceptional at what you do. If not, it doesn't happen. And big credit to him. But it's the way he can convince people as well, because even when they went through a difficult period, I look at the players, how they behave, the staff, the crowd, they are with him. You know, they follow him, and they are constantly trying to do what he demands them to do. And they've been really competitive. In my opinion, they've been really unlucky with a lot of the results that they had this season.
Can I just ask you a couple of your players? Two of your new signings have seemed to settle down a little bit, but what have you made of Kai Havertz in recent weeks? He's got a little criticism at the beginning of the season, but just how much you enjoy managing him?
I love him. I love him. I think we all love him as a player, as a person, everything that he brings to the team. There are two or three moments the other day with 4, 5, 6 nil, and how he tracks people and how he's defending the box and then how he's attacking the box, the position that he's constantly threatening the opponent's box as well, that I really like. And you ask him to play as a 9, as a right attacking midfielder, left attacking midfielder, on the base defending, and he does it. It's just a joy to work with.
David Raya, he seems to really settle down. There was a lot of questions about him, but he's excellent with his feet, isn't he? But do you just think it's just taken a little while for him to click as number one?
No, well, especially what I like about David as well is what he does in goal and the things that he prevents that sometimes you don't even see because they don't happen, because he has anticipated to them. But yeah, obviously he had the environment that was very challenging. But that's what I love about him. The players with the courage and the character and personality. When even it's like this, that they want to be themselves and they push themselves to do that. And he has the right to be very respected, and I'm really happy that he's doing it.
And just a quick one, Mbappe's leaving PSG at the end of the season. I think we all know where he's going, but...
You know.
Well, the talk is Real Madrid, but I just wonder if the talk could be Arsenal potentially. Would you be interested?
Well, when there is a player of that caliber, we always have to be in the conversation. But as you said, it looks in a different way. That's what I would say.
Ian, talk to
him. Hi, Mikel. I hope you're well.
Hi.
You say earlier you've learned a lot. You and your team have learned a lot from what happened last season. What exactly have you learned moving into the last part of this season to perhaps give
Charles a minute? Well, what I said, the most important thing to impact at the end of the season is to have the squad fully available. For me, it's requirement number one. And at the moment, we don't have it. And we're going to have to have it. And we are working really hard to have it. This is the requirement number one. The 2, 3, 4, if we don't have that one, it's going to be difficult. If we have her, I think we have a good chance.
So if you can't get your whole squad fit and keep them fit, you can't win the title?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's more difficult. especially in certain positions. When you have 2-3 players in certain positions, you can always vary and change it. But there are certain critical positions that then it becomes much more difficult. Yes.
You're playing a team who are towards the bottom of the table, most people think are going to get relegated. Is that more difficult sometimes than it is when you take on a team who are, like last week, West Ham, kind of having a good season, not right at the top, but just below the top?
Yeah, you just have to see the recent games when they went to Anfield, what they did, and how Liverpool beat them. And it's going to be at home, which is going to be even more difficult. So, very tough.
And everybody says rightly about you in your time here. You've always stuck to your principles, you know, the famous phrase about the project. Vincent Kompany, is he right to be sticking to his principles at Burnley, even though they're not winning a lot of games? Would you say that's the thing a manager has to do?
I don't know. Everybody has to feel. I think if you don't feel what you are doing, it's impossible to transmit it. And we have an idea, and the players have to buy into it, and they have to execute it. So when you don't really feel it, I don't know how you transmit it. Maybe for a game, but in a period of time, I think that gets diluted, and then you lose them.
Okay. Oh, from the authority.
Hi, Mikhail. Hi. Something you said on David, you said they prevent things that you don't even see. Mm. What are those things that maybe we wouldn't see that he prevents?
Have a look at the game again. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. One thing I have seen from watching the games is he's very quick with his distribution.
Yeah.
That seems to help the attack quite a lot. Is that something that you've wanted him to do more, or is it something he's just kind of taking himself?
Yeah, there are opportunities in the match, obviously, when you can play fast and the door is open that you can maximize those situations like every team does.
And with your squad so far this season, have you been able to field a team you've wanted to often, and does that even matter? I'm just talking about not having all of your players available all the time.
Yeah, but I think it's a great opportunity as well to adapt certain players, you know, in certain positions or roles on spaces and see how they react, and they are so willing. And that gives you sometimes a different solution that you didn't thought about it because the situation requires, and when you have players that are willing to change it and to do it, normally good things happen.
Okay, Simon from the Standard.
Mikhail, can I just ask you about Roy Hodgson? Obviously, you went into hospital yesterday. Just if you had a sort of message for Roy, and what you think it says a bit about the sort of wider impact of managers and the stresses they're working on.
Yeah, well, I don't know the exact details, and hopefully he's feeling much better. And if that's the case, and knowing Roy, I think he will be in tomorrow. If that's the case, because he loves it so much. But we all got really worried with the situation, and hopefully he's fine.
Do you think for the sort of wider public, it just sort of gives them a realization of what sort of stress you guys work under?
I don't know. There is that part, but there is the part of joy and how beautiful our jobs are as well, but it's a lot of times it's in relation to where you are, you know, but it's part of the job.
Just ask you, when you've spoken a lot about the squad this season, now we've got sort of Champions League, Premier League back, do you feel like you've got the necessary strength and depth to be able to go for both trophies?
Well, I don't know. That's the season is going to say that. It's going to depend that the availability that the squad have in the moment and certain positions, as I said before. That's going to be, in my opinion, the key.
Okay, we'll take one more in the live session from Kaya.
Hi, Miguel. Hi. I asked about Fabio Vieira. He's nearing getting back to fitness. How far is he, and how well is his...
Very close. He's been training already for a few days with the team, so I think it's very close. He's evolved probably faster than we expected, and he's in a good place.
Is there a chance he can maybe make a return to his old club, Porto?
There is a chance, yeah.
And just one more on Carlos Cuesta has been linked to potentially a Norwich job. I'm not going to ask you what you think about that, but how much of a compliment is it your coaching staff are being linked to managerial jobs? Do you support them in this kind of?
Yeah, that's great. Well, it has happened not only with the coaching staff, with certain staff as well, and other clubs trying to come and get them, which is always a really good sign that they're doing a really good job and we have the right people here.
Okay, we're going to 10:30 tonight now. Let's kick off the crossing.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.